Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Fry, having a great afternoon. We've got Ryan here. We've got Jake here. We've been having too much fun this afternoon, haven't we?
It actually has been pretty fun. There's not a ton of hard news. I know we got some topics here to talk about, but it's been kind of fun.
You know what? I'm aware of the hard news stuff that's going on, and we'll get to it. We kind of work those things in, too. But honestly, there's so much, I don't know, acrimony. Is that a good word? There's so much acrimony that I like to focus on some other things, too, and have a little fun. That's all.
Yeah, some of it's – the stuff that's happening right now is social stuff. The Biden stuff from this morning was that he spoke, and it was about inflation. That's probably the biggest news of the day.
Yeah.
But some of this stuff's more like social stuff.
Yeah, you know, like you guys saw this. The Black National Anthem is going to be played at the top of all the NFL games. Can we start with I love the game. I love the football. Love, love, love football. I have hardly watched it in the last 3 or 4 years. Last year I started watching at the very end. I believe it was the NFC playoff game. I watched some of those, the playoff games, and that was it. I'm done now. I'm done forever because I'm done having my head bashed in with politics. I just want to watch a game.
You're not alone. Excuse me. That's why the ratings are tanking. We talked about the demise of TV in general, too. It contributed to it. But there are so many people. They're big football fans. I've got family who they're big football fans.
Right.
It's not that they're against or for anything. They just don't want it to. They don't want to deal with it in their sports. They're just like, just leave me alone for a minute. Let me enjoy this thing.
Right. Shouldn't be a political statement. It should just be. People want to watch a game. That's the reason. That's what happened with ESPN. Their big demise was trying to get political. People liked watching sports to get away from that. How many people do you know will just say, people who read physical papers, and I realize a lot of people don't, I like a physical paper. Of course, I read the news online every day, but I like a physical paper. How many people do you know will say, just give me the sports page?
Oh, yeah. That used to be me when I was a kid, especially.
Right. Okay, so why is that? Now, even as a kid, you didn't really care about the news too much. I used to hate my parents make me watch the news. But as an adult, you just go, just give me the sports page. I don't care what these clowns in Washington, D.C. are doing or, you know, city council, the aldermen. I don't care what these people are doing. I don't care. A lot of people just, they used to like the sports page. Now the sports page is all turned into what you got to worry about, what a trans athlete is doing and all these other political things that shouldn't have any place on a sports page.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page with this. My question for you is, do you think that the NFL has been dealing with the national anthem issue for a few years now? Do you think that they think this is a compromise? That if we play the Black National Anthem, then people won't have an excuse to kneel for the national anthem? Is that what's going through their head?
Yeah, well, I don't. Roger Goodell has lost his spine, if he ever had one. Can we all agree on that?
Yes.
This guy's so woke, he makes Meghan Markle look like she's not woke. Like she's still sleeping, this guy. I mean, I don't understand what's happening here. You see this happening in the military. You see it happening in major league sports. You see it happening in businesses. Everybody's getting so woke, and they're tiptoeing around. Remember that scene in The Grinch where the Grinch was tiptoeing them around the living room?
Yeah.
Picking up the little ornaments. He didn't want the kids to wake up, tiptoeing. That's what I'm picturing when I talk about these people who are tiptoeing around because they don't want to offend anybody.
That's corporate America right there. I mean, that's probably corporate anything.
Right?
Is that they typically, for better or worse, are soulless. You know, they don't really care about anything.
Yeah.
They just care about their bottom line and sort of placating their investors or their customers, depending on who they're focusing on in a given moment. So that's it's sad when you think that they should be standing up for the right thing. But in general, they really don't stand for anything. So you can't cheer when they do this because they're not actually standing for anything.
See, that's what it comes down to. And even if you don't make a statement about a political thing, right? You say, well, I'm just going to stay out of the fray. I don't need to make a statement. Then they'll say, oh, your silence speaks volumes, right?
Yeah, silence is violence.
That's right. Silence is violence. So you don't even get to stay out of the fray. You've got to make a statement about everything. I know.
Well, in the case of the NFL, though, I will say they didn't try to bring this to the front. They probably wanted everything to just kind of leave them alone and go away. But it was brought to them. And then once it was brought to them, they haven't done a thing to stop it.
Yeah. I want to see all these rich white and black people kneeling who would never have a shot to make this kind of money anywhere else in the world for throwing a football or catching a football or blocking or whatever. You know, that's what I want to see. That's why I tune into football, to see a bunch of entitled brats kneeling and complaining about how tough America is when they're making money none of us can ever imagine for catching a ball.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And it's not just you. It's not lost on the general public either. Everybody's saying that.
I know, and it kills me because it looks like me and Howie Long are going to have to break up this year.
Oh, that's so sad for Howie.
I know. I love Howie, and I love. I think the Fox is the best team in the NFL sports. For years, I watched Chris Berman in the gang, but then I jumped him for Fox, and I think it's a great group. But I'm just so irritated with. And you know what's? And they don't really say much, most of them that I'm aware of. It's got to make them crazy, too. They don't want to lose people. They don't get political.
Yeah.
You don't know what Terry Bradshaw's politics are. You know, these guys, you don't know Jimmy Johnson. You don't know what their politics. They just do their thing, and they do it so incredibly well, and then they got to deal with this garbage. They're going to be rolling their eyes behind the scenes.
And they're just flailing for so many years. I actually criticized the NFL because the breast cancer awareness stuff that they used to do,
Oh, yeah. And
they still do it, I think, with the pink shoes and stuff.
Yeah.
You know that they weren't actually... They didn't care at all. This is the soulless thing I'm talking about. They didn't care about breast cancer awareness. What they cared about was that they had pretty much the entire country as far as male viewership goes. And so they were trying to expand into more female viewership because it was all about the bottom line. Well, now they're doing things that are dividing people more because they're still thinking that's the best for the bottom line, but they're making the wrong choices.
Can I just say that I don't watch a football game so I can see some guy in pink socks?
That's the only reason
I
watch.
Come on.
Yeah. Ooh, look at those pink socks. That's neat.
Give me a break. I just can't even. All right. Okay. Anyway, it's not. And by the way, you know, just when it gets nice in the fall, right? I really don't want to be indoors anyway, but I love football so much that I would try to make an exception. But darn it, the heck with these people. They don't deserve my eyeballs. And if they don't get my eyeballs, they won't get my husband's because he doesn't care about it like I do. Believe it or not.
Speaking of fall, have you guys had a really crazy summer out there west? Has it been intense?
No. It's 117 for 2 weeks.
I'm seeing national, you guys are making national news for the heat, but St. Louis, we've had a great summer here.
Oh yeah, well just shut up.
But well, if you don't like it, then leave.
Yeah, if you don't like it, then don't come here, ever. Stay where you're at and bake to death.
117. After 110, what's another degree or two or four or eight? You know, it's been so hot here that the cicadas that come out around about July 4th every year, they don't even buzz. It's been so hot.
Really? You guys were on a cicada year?
Well, we always do. We have these little cicadas, not like the 17-year locusts, but we get these ones called cicadas. Regular cicadas that come out every summer. They're here. Oh. And they, you know, they crawl up on the trees and, you know, how they leave their little shells behind. We have those every year. And they come out about July 4th. It's like the first sign of officially summer. But I'm telling you, when it was 117 for like 2 weeks, you didn't even hear them buzz. They were like, no. Nah. I'm too tired. It's too hot.
You want to hear a gross story? Yeah, you're going to hear a gross story.
All right, go ahead. All right. Give me a gross story.
So my wife used to live in New Orleans for probably only about 2 or 3 years, something like that. And she was a teacher down there for Teach for America. So she was one of those bleeding hearts. I'm going to go change the world.
I have a friend who did that. Yes, yeah. I did. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she did. She changed the world for 2 years. And then she got so burned out, she had to stop. She's still a teacher, but she's just not doing it with Teach for America anymore.
Friend did the same thing. She got, won't even bore you, but she got out of that so quick you can't believe it. And it's not easy to get into that program to start with.
You're right. It's very difficult to get into, and it is a tough, I mean, you got to have thick skin and you got to be ready to go because you are going into the worst areas when you do that.
Very tough.
She was in the inner city, New Orleans, and taught the behavior disordered kids.
In
the worst wards of New Orleans.
Wow.
It pre-Katrina, okay? So this is a little context. But anyway, I was just telling the story because apparently in the summers in New Orleans, you don't want to be there because she said at night she would watch, you know, as going to bed, she'd look up and see the ceiling and she would say it would be dark. You'd see the ceiling sometimes just moving. Like the whole thing would look like it was a wave washing over the ceiling. It was termites. Termites are
so
that
bad. They're inside the walls?
They're so bad in the wall. I mean, and everybody knows it, and they just give up. You know, there's nothing you can do, so you just got to deal with it. She said you could wake up in the morning and unscrew your light fixture, and the thing would be, a bowl would be full, just full of termites every morning if she wanted to. The termites are that bad in the summer.
That's disgusting. That's really disgusting.
I couldn't live like that.
I couldn't either. Coming up, I'm so excited to speak with Richard Valdemar. Now, Richard is an interesting guy. He spent 33 years with the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department. He was involved in combating criminal gangs. He's a internationally renowned expert on gangs. We're going to talk a little bit with him about a couple of things, including the fact that recently we've talked about how the gang members outnumber the non-gang member or the cops 10-1 in Chicago. That's just one city. We'll get the whole scoop from Richard Valdemar. That is coming up next right here on the Annie Fry Show. I'm Heidi Harris.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What destination?
I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Fry. How are you? Hope you're having a great afternoon. Got some great information for you. We talked last week about some stories that came out about how the gang members outnumbered the cops 10-1 in Chicago. That's just one city. Well, it's not just one city. It's all over the place. Richard Valdemar is here. He was at the LA Sheriff's Department for 33 years combating criminal gangs. He's a veteran. He's just an internationally renowned expert. And he's a great speaker. I just saw you, Richard, a couple of weeks ago down at the border. We did that event from the Federation of American Immigration Reform where you were talking about how serious the gang problem is already and how much worse it's becoming as a result of Biden. So glad to have you here today.
Thank you, Heidi.
Appreciate it. You're kind of cutting out on me. Is he good, guys? Can you hear him very well? Okay, kind of cut out for a second there. So talk to me a little bit about how bad the gang problem is already and how much worse it's getting as a result of what's happening at the border.
Well, I work in Los Angeles and sometimes called the mother of all gangs. And many of the gangs that began there had origins coming out of the smuggling routes in El Paso, Texas. We call those guys pachucos. And if you ever saw a Mighty Mouse cartoon, you have Mighty Mouse fighting the pachucos, a guy called Oil Can Harry. So we've had it since the 40s, and it's just grown. And now that illegal immigration has piled these people into these gang-infested areas, they just multiply at an alarming rate.
Now, one of the things that people I don't think realized until I heard you talking about it recently at this event that we did down on the border between Mexico and Arizona is you were talking about the fact that there aren't these guys who are running around by themselves. They all work for a specific gang when they're doing the coyote things and moving people back and forth, correct?
Yeah, the gang, the word gang itself, it's a conspiracy. It's a group of people that have a common goal, and that common goal is illegal. It's criminal. So when we talk about the cartels, we're talking about the same thing. It's just a giant gang. Some of these gangs have coalitions, and I always speak about the unholy trinity. And the unholy trinity is American street gangs, Mexican drug cartels, and terrorists, international terrorists. And they, you might think that they're not connected, but they definitely are. What finances the whole thing is human and drug trafficking. That's how they make their money.
Yeah, I want please expand on that a little bit, because I don't think a lot of people understand. Once again, we're speaking with Richard Valdemar, who is an expert on gangs, spent 33 years with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department combating criminal gangs, speaks all over the world about the issue. Richard, I don't think a lot of people understand, because I didn't until you and I were talking a couple of years ago, about the idea that you've got these third world countries involved in this. Terrorism is a huge part of what's going on at the border. They're all connected with the drug trade and all those kind of things. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Back in the 80s, a report ordered by the CIA about drug trafficking from the cartels in Colombia. And they found that Panama was the bank for that. And that bank was started by Middle Eastern bankers. And so the money for the drug trafficking came through Panama, and at that time it was Noriega. And then when it reached the smuggling routes in Mexico, the Mexican drug cartels took it to the border. Once it got to the border, American gangs distributed it and also were responsible for collecting or killing the rivals who were involved in the same trafficking.
Unbelievable. We're talking to Richard Valdemar, who's a gang expert. It's just, it's incredible the tentacles that they have, isn't it, all these gangs? I mean, you're not surprised because you've been doing this for decades. I think your average American has no idea.
Yeah, that's right. The average American, when he's buying his marijuana or his feed, doesn't realize that they're contributing to this this criminal underworld.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. Do you think, we're speaking once again with Richard Valdemar, who's a gang expert, do you think, Richard, that the Biden administration and the people who were working below him were supposed to be working on the border issues, do you think they just don't know, or do they just not care what's happening about this chaos and that the that these criminals are benefiting from?
Yeah, I follow the advice I once got. Never attribute to malice that which can be explained through stupidity. So hopefully the Biden stupid. Otherwise, they're cooperating with the cartels. The cartels make $100 billion a year through human and narcotics trafficking across the border. 60% of their income goes to bribery. Now, they're not bribing people in Mexico much anymore. So guess where they're bribing? They're bribing on our side of the border.
Richard, let me ask you a little bit more about this unholy trinity idea. And, you know, let's relate this to a kid in St. Louis. So a kid in St. Louis gets involved in a gang, how deeply would they know how connected they are to the human trafficking world or to terrorism or the drug cartels of Mexico? Is it that detailed where they would know, oh, they're seeing this take place? Or are they kind of useful pawns? They don't really know the big picture of what's happening.
Right. Most of them, when they join a gang, the lowest levels, they're just, they're used to distribute it, that kind of thing. But the leadership of gang, talk about that gang, like in the street, Florence, and Mario, these gang members know that they're cooperating with the cartels, and that's what their finance and training and weaponry is coming from Middle Eastern sources.
Speaking with Richard Valdemar, who's a gang expert. You know, Richard, it's amazing because your average person, you know, the low-level people who join a gang really don't know, as you mentioned, they really don't understand how far it goes. They're not supposed to.
That's right. But, for instance, you have the MS-13 and the 18th Street gang who are rivals all around the world. But when they enter the prison system, they cannot fight one another because they're controlled by a prison gang. That prison gang is the Mexican Mafia. That Mexican Mafia controls both of those street gangs, and they are called Sureños, Southerners. They're part of a Southern alliance that's aligned to the Mexican cartels, originally with the Arellano Felix cartel, later on with Zeta and Michoacan and other Mexican cartels. And the Arellano Felix cartel, their security people were trained by Middle Eastern Palestinian trainers.
Wow. I mean, I just don't think people understand the depths of it. I really don't. And Biden, it's just a disaster. And it's far worse than it was, obviously, under Trump. And, their kids are getting recruited into gangs all the time, not realizing the ramifications long term. And it's just frightening.
Yeah, I was in a federal task force, Metropolitan Federal Task Force in Los Angeles in the late 90s, early 2000s. And I mentioned some of this to one of my FBI counterparts, and he started laughing, saying, "Oh, Rich, now you're the terrorist expert," and because I was referring to a report. I was referring to a report where leaders of the Mara Salvatrucha gang, MS-13, were meeting with Al-Qaeda in Honduras. Well, he said, "How could those Christian Catholic boys have anything to do with the fundamentalist, jihadist terrorist?" I said, "Do you ever hear of the IRA? Are they not Catholic? And who trained them? The PLO."
Wow.
Right. So it's not like it's not a new thing. It's happened for many years.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, listen, Richard, it's great talking to you again. We will have you on again to talk about this. It's a big deal. People need to understand it, and it's pretty scary when some member of the administration is saying, "Well, how could they possibly be in cahoots?" I mean, give me a break. How ignorant can you be? That's pretty frightening. Thank you, Richard, for being here. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Heidi. For you.
Thank you. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Yeah, he's fantastic. He was down at this border event that I did a couple weeks ago. I was telling you about that, Ryan. We were down at the border between Arizona and Mexico, and he was speaking about the gang thing. I mean, this guy spent decades involved in it. And, but that's really concerning for somebody who's supposedly on the side of protecting us from gangs to not be aware that there's any kind of collusion between terrorists and the gang members. The criminals a lot of times get together on various things. I'm pretty surprised at that.
How much do people know about this? Is he, I don't want to say well respected, he's obviously respected, but are people listening to what he has to say, and is it making an impact?
I think some people listen, the people who want to listen and be informed, and I think the people who just want to hold their hands over their ears and go, la, 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 they don't want to hear it. They don't care. Because they would, there are people, and you know this, we've talked about this, there are people who benefit from the chaos that's created right now. There's no other excuse for it. There are people who think it's fine that everybody comes in here, and of course, they're not going to be affected because they've got their, their private security and this and that and the other. But there are people who benefit from nothing but the chaos caused by this, whether they're people who are being brought in who are voters, people in the drug trade, people benefiting from the drug trade, people benefiting from legal marijuana. I know some conservatives in the legal marijuana business. I do, which to me is very disappointing. But there are a lot of people who just, they're getting their 10 cents, you know, their bag of gold, whatever, and they don't really care about the impact anything that they are supporting has on society, the larger society. And there are people who will dismiss all of these horrific drug overdose deaths that happen all over the country. They'll say, well, you know, they would have died anyway. You know, they were addicts, this and that. It's not quite that simple, but some people don't want to listen. They don't want to be educated.
I think it disappoints me to see what the Biden administration has done with the border and just opening it wide up and not caring at all about not just the people who are coming across the border, but the miles of terrain that people are crossing from Honduras and Guatemala. And these are very, very poor people. And who knows how many deaths have been caused by this, especially to kids. But the drug cartels and all of the trickle down from that policy, I think it disappoints me to see what the Biden administration is doing. It doesn't surprise me, though. What does surprise me is that the rank and file of the Democrat Party, people who vote Democrat, don't seem to really be up in arms about this in any way compared to when they were about Trump, which it was far, far better under Trump with the kids in cages stuff. That surprises me.
Well, you know, and there are a lot of people who, let's say you're some little, you know, I don't know, some little snowflake who is employed writing blogs or something. You're sitting in your house, you know, writing. All right. And maybe you don't feel as if your job is going to be taken by somebody coming from the southern border. And we've got illegals coming from all directions. We know that. But we're talking about the southern border. You feel as if, well, I'm still going to have my job writing for this little blog or whatever, right? But what you don't understand is the immigration impact on people. Like, for example, a couple of years back, there was a big story about a bunch of people who worked for Disney who had to train their replacements who came in from India to work for a fraction of the money they were getting paid. And they basically held the people hostage and said, you have to train these people or you're going to lose, you know, all these other benefits or whatever the severance is or whatever. You've got to sit here and train people from another country. I'm not putting people down from India, but these are people coming in when there are already jobs. You know, they're taking American jobs at that point, but they're coming in willing to work cheaper. And these big corporations will bring them in and they don't care.
See, you're talking about it from a jobs angle, which I think is also very valid. But I'm just disappointed and surprised by the compassion angle that we thought, you know, the left is supposed to have a monopoly on that.
Right.
And that this is so much worse. There are so many more kids being separated from their parents now than there ever were under the Trump administration. And they've gone silent. I thought this is your time to shine, folks. This is the bleeding hearts spot. This is where you step in and say, no, you can't do this. I don't care about Barr. You can't do this.
Yeah, it's truly crazy because I was just talking to a friend about this over the weekend. You know, there are tens of thousands of children. I don't care who you are, where you sit on the political spectrum. It shouldn't be a political issue. Tens of thousands of kids who are just, they're disappearing. We don't know where they're going. They come in here. They're not attached to anybody. They're not with their mom and dad. You're 6 years old. You don't know where your mom and dad are. You have no idea where they are. And if you had an address on you and you left the house, you probably don't anymore. You don't know who these people are or where they are. Where do you go? You go into a room full of, you know, there may be 1,000 people who are complete strangers to you, could be victimized. You're in this place. You're sleeping on a cot. Somebody's giving you food. That's not your family. You don't know where you're going to wind up. I mean, nobody's talking about this. This is a humanitarian crisis of unbelievable proportions. And these lefties like you, to your point, Ryan, these lefties who think that, oh, we're so worried about the kids in the cages. I mean, Trump at least wasn't letting these kids go and disappear into America. We don't know where they're going to be. Their parents may never find them. We don't know if they're being abused. I guarantee you some of them are. We don't know.
Yeah, and like Richard Valdemar just talked about, you know, the human trafficking is going up. It's not going down.
Yes, right.
Right now. And these policies encourage that. Like you said, if you separate a kid from the parents, there's no accountability. So that they're a prime target for human trafficking. And
right.
it's so amazing to me. It's amazing and it's sad. I think I've got 2 7-year-olds and a 4-year-old. Whenever you hear one of these individual stories, because we can talk about it on a broad spectrum of policy spectrum all we want, but when you start to hear about the individual stories, and you start thinking right. about your own kid being that age, walking alone or being trafficked through, you know, a bus system and by coyotes and trying to get across the border and stuff alone or with 2 siblings together. I'm like, I can't put my mind around putting my kids through that. And yet we're doing, on a policy level, things to encourage that to happen.
I know. It's terrifying to me to picture a 7-year-old kid walking into a place like that. You don't have anyone with you you know and you trust. And who knows what's going to happen to you. You're crying and you're missing your family. And I mean, no one talks about that. I mean, it's absolutely, it's unconscionable what's happening. And what's even more unconscionable is the silence from the left. As we were talking about earlier, silence is violence. It's true. They say nothing. Selective outrage. And that makes me crazy.
It's hard because we've been talking about this for now 6 months, and there literally is no new angle to talk about. It's the same problem over and over and over again, and nobody's doing anything about it that should be handling it. And I think that's why I'm sort of putting the pressure on the left, if they're listening. Like, please put the pressure on your elected officials, because we can say it all day, but until the Democrat voters start saying something about it, nothing's going to happen.
Right. Yeah, it's just, but we have to keep talking about it. We've got to keep people aware of it, and maybe somebody will have the political will to do something about it. And that's the important thing. All right, coming up, who's got the most COVID cases? The place you want to avoid? My beloved hometown, Vegas. We'll talk about that next. Oh, boy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry. How you doing? Mark Reardon coming up here in just a few minutes. You don't want to miss Mark. I've got Ryan here. Jake, having a good time this afternoon. Well, my beloved hometown is the biggest metro area and named the worst in the nation for COVID-19 transmission. We've popped back up. Oh boy. Now, there have been a lot of questions about masks. Apparently some of the casinos are asking employees to wear masks. I have yet to see a casino asking the patrons to wear masks yet. I love this one story where they want you to wear a mask if you're an employee, unless you're eating lunch in the helps hall. They call it the helps hall. And if not, well, they call it the employee dining room, but we just call it the helps hall. Anyway, unless you're actively eating or drinking, in which case you're not contagious.
You're not contagious if you're eating?
No, if you're eating or drinking, you're clearly not contagious, because then you can take your mask off.
I'm just so thankful that we eat in the same hole that we breathe through. Otherwise, we'd never get to take them off.
right. Oh, my gosh. So health officials in Clark County, which is where Las Vegas is, are now recommending everyone wear masks in crowded indoor public spaces, regardless of vaccination status. I've gotten to the point, guys, where I'm so tired of this whole thing that if businesses do this and they just go ahead like a bunch of sheep and they just go along with it, because before, and I'm sure you guys were the same, when this whole thing shut down, everybody was wearing masks, I respected a business owner's right to stay open, right? And I respected the fact that they may have to follow rules they don't want to about masks or whatnot. But if they're going to just take this and not stand up, I'm just going to order everything online. That's it.
Well, if you respected their decision to stay open despite everything, then if why can't you just let them have their, yeah, we require masks. We are our business. This is how we're doing things.
Oh, that's right. And they can do it that way, which I think is the way it should have been done from the get-go. I won't go because I'm just so done with the mask thing, but I think they should have absolutely the right to do it. But I think a lot of people are just done with it. And if they try to do that again, I can't even imagine. So far, Las Vegas officials are recommending mask use indoors. But only a couple of hotels are asking their employees to mask up again. And here's the kicker. Vaccinated or not, that's the thing I don't get. And I'm going to once again credit Mark Cox with the best line of the day. I was listening to a show this morning. Of course, you're hearing mornings here on 97.1 FM. And he had the greatest line. He said, if vaccines work, why are we wearing masks? And if masks work, why do we need a vaccine? Right.
Because masks are to protect other people. Vaccines are to protect yourself.
But how could I? Why would I protect other people with a mask if the vaccine stops me from getting something?
Because just because you have the vaccine does not mean you can't get the virus. Your body can just fight it off. That's all it means. That's all it is. That's all a vaccine is.
Why should I get the vaccine?
Because
if
not everybody is wearing masks, and therefore not everybody is protecting everybody else. You get it as a precautionary thing in case other people aren't doing the thing that they are recommended to do. Nobody's making anyone do anything. However, I am going to play devil's advocate here and say vaccines don't protect other people. They protect you. That's what the masks are for.
Wow, you're fired up, Jake.
I'm just saying. I don't like not playing devil's advocate.
No, I think you speak for a lot of people when it comes to that. I see people walking around in the heat with a mask on their faces, and I resist the urge. But I want to walk over there and say, excuse me, why are you doing this?
Why does that bother you, though? Why does it matter what other people are doing? Why do you get so, not just you, why does anybody that feels as strongly about it worry about what other people are doing?
Well, you want to answer that first, Ryan, then I'll answer it second?
I actually don't care what other people are doing.
Yeah, and I don't either. I don't have a problem with people doing it. I want to ask them why they're doing it. I'm just curious as to their reasoning, but I would not tell them, oh, you're a jerk. Why are you wearing a mask? You stupid little sheep.
I'm not saying that's what you would do. Not at all.
I'm not even thinking that because people have different situations. They may have family members at home that are concerned about. I get all of that. But I still think the question is, and it's a good one, if the masks were effective, we wouldn't have to have the vaccine. And then you get the vaccine and you find out that people are still getting this Delta variant. And now tomorrow, Dr. Kelly Victory is going to join us. We had her on a couple weeks ago and you guys all loved her. She's going to come on tomorrow and she's going to shed some light on what's going on with the Delta variant. And, you know, a lot of people predicted, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to make a, you know, comment about this one way or the other, but there are people who predicted that when the first round of the vaccines came out, that it could potentially, especially if you've already had COVID, it could put you in a worse situation if you were exposed to something else again. Because we're hearing that people are getting the Delta variant. They're getting infected with that, not necessarily dying from it, but getting infected even after having had the vaccine. So I don't know what the medical information is on that, but Dr. Kelly Victory will be here tomorrow to talk about it.
Here's the problem that I think we're facing right now. The death rate right now is as low and has been as low as it's been since late March of 2020 for almost 2 months, not quite 2 months. But it's low. It's very, very low, and it is consistently low. But we're so afraid of this now that you see things like, and the fear has real world impact beyond just personal. Like you see in the Dow has dropped 900 points today. Because of the fear that the government is going to start acting out on the Delta variant. But again, we look at the stats, and they're the same right now as they were on March 28th, roughly, of 2020. And this is after, that's back when we didn't have as much testing. We have so much more testing. We have so many more treatments now. And the numbers just don't bear out the fear. And so the problem is that we have so much fear and so many people are so afraid of it now. And I don't know if we may have had the Delta variant, but it's a cold at this point. It's these things mutate down and they're less deadly.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. I have a friend on Twitter. By the way, you can follow me on Twitter, Heidi Harris Show. And a friend of mine, I tweeted that thing out today where somebody said it to me. It's a funny picture of somebody trying to remove a dead body from their house. And it said, here's how you do it. Don't bend your back this way. Bend your back the other way. How to handle somebody who comes to your house with a vaccine. Okay, it's kind of funny. You have to look at it. Heidi Harris Show on Twitter. So a friend of mine, and I love him dearly, and he's a film critic, and he's a lib. Okay, that's fine. I have plenty of liberal friends. Then he says, and 8 weeks after you refused the task force, there's a picture of an ambulance and a gurney and the whole thing. I mean, these people, to your point, Ryan, they're living in such fear. And I'm not going to fight with my friend on Twitter. I love him, and I'm not even going to respond, okay? Because there are a lot of people I love who are liberals. But that's the thinking. The fear is so powerful in these people that they're not looking at the stats. How many people have actually died? Even if you get the Delta variant, how many people have actually died from it? But what you hear is 99.5% of people who've died from Delta weren't unvaccinated. Well, how many people died? And how many of those would have died anyway? Here we go again, right? Let's put some perspective on the numbers, but they don't want to do that because they'd rather stoke fear again.
Yeah, and the new cases, that's usually the stat you hear. The new cases are such and such, and they are going up. The new cases are going up because we have a variant that's more contagious. That's a fact.
Right.
They're not, but put it in perspective, where they're at right now, it's not even as high as the coronavirus cases from April. I mean, yes, they've gone up from their lows at in June and July. But again, are we talking about cases? Because we're never going to cure viruses. Are we talking about hospitalizations and deaths? Because the death rate has stayed low, and by all measures, it looks like it's staying low.
Well, remember when this whole thing started? They never said, you're going to stay indoors until this thing is over. They said 2 weeks to flatten the curve. There was the assumption people were going to be hospitalized, some people were going to die, and they didn't want to overwhelm the hospitals. That's what they told us from day one. And here we are all this time later, almost a year and a half later, and they're still talking about trying to make sure nobody gets this or shutting businesses down when one person gets it. When this thing started, we were never told that. We're going to shut everything down until nobody in the world gets infected with this. That was never what we were told.
When you have a government that says things like we're going to monitor your text messages to make sure you're saying the right things and we're going to monitor your social media posts,
right,
you're not creating any more trust with the people that you're trying to convince. So it's a bad strategy, even if you are so pro-vax that you want everybody in the world to get it. It's a bad strategy because the people who are not trusting you, you're making them not trust you more by doing that stuff.
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, here's Biden. And to your point, Biden was just talking the other day about social media is killing people with vaccine misinformation. And then, you know, Jen Psaki didn't want to, said that, the White House doesn't want to spy on Facebook posts. But the White House has been encouraging Facebook to block anybody from saying anything they don't agree with. And then Facebook went back and said, hey, it's not our fault people aren't vaccinated. It's not our fault that you're missing your own particular the goal that you had. It's not our fault that you're missing it. Don't blame us. So, I mean, it's getting pretty nasty, which is kind of fun to watch big tech fight with Biden.
Yeah, and then Biden, apparently, Fox News is reporting this. I haven't seen the exact quote, but they've been reporting that Biden's been backing off of the whole Facebook thing today. So I haven't seen exactly what he said, but apparently he has.
I didn't see social media was killing people. Well, he doesn't remember what he said. He doesn't remember what he had for breakfast. That's the problem with Biden. That's another whole entire issue. That's really, really frightening. But yeah, when they're talking about monitoring your Facebook posts or social media posts of any kind for so-called misinformation, according to who? Anyway, I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. We have Dr. Kelly Victory on. She is going to provide hashtag facts, not fear, like she's done before. St. Louis loves her. She's fantastic. And that'll be part of the show tomorrow. I'm Heidi Harris in for the great Annie Fry. See you tomorrow. Stay tuned for Mark Reardon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.